But since thou art rebellious, and I am taken on loan to serve thee for 3 or 4 days, therefore I will lay thee low like Ard, and dash away in revolt from thy army.
This simple. I am here to do something. Then what do I do? It depends on who you are. If you are like Solomon, I will follow you, I will carry your luggages, and whatever, you are the Solomon. But if you are a nasty person, I'll come to you a couple of times a day, and I bring the news. I don't care about you, and you like it or not. You are no good, so no good will happen to you. Period. And I don't feel bad about it, because I'm just doing my job. Yes.
In order that thy faith in the unseen may become firm at the moment when thy faith is a source of woe. At that moment, in sooth, all become believers. At that moment, even the headstrong run on their heads. At that moment, they cry piteously and make humble supplication, like robbers and brigands under the gibbet. But if you become upright in the unseen, you are owner of the two worlds and a magistrate over yourself. The abiding magistracy and kingship is not taken on loan for 2 days and ailing.
Yeah, what is he talking about, Reed? Are you listening? He's talking about the simple connectivity in the globe, and everything is in its own place, except you. You are not in your own place, are you? Think about it. We know the position and the situation of an animal. And we know that you cannot be like that, but you could look around you. A lot of us are just like animals. So, this is what's happening to the human being. Human being has the choice. Because you are given the opportunity to understand. To understand what? To understand what? There is some silly thing that you think that you understand, and you understand good, and you want to explain to everyone that who you are. Right? The self, ego, all that. That is the action of all animals. They all do it. What is your difference? What is the difference between you and the animal? You are thinking. No, you are talking. Without language. Did you build the language? Why did you learn the language? Because all your benefit was hanging on it. And whatever you have, which is a lot, who gave you that? We did. And you don't owe us anything? The only thing that we are asking you is, forget about knowing yourself. Try to understand the others. Because the others are the meaning of your life. What is the meaning of your life? It is in the people that you are connected to. That's the real meaning of you. That's what will be here even when you die. These are the stuff we are talking about it from the beginning up to the end. And we hope that some of you will listen. Yes.
You are delivered from strife and can act for yourself. You are king and at the same time beating your own drum. When the world squeezes our throats tightly, would that our gullets and mouths had eaten earth. This mouth indeed has been an eater of earth, but an earth that has been coloured. This roast meat and this wine and this sugar are coloured and painted earth, O son. When you have eaten or drunk, and they have become flesh and skin, he gives them the colour of flesh, but they are still the earth of street.
Hold it. I lost you. Where are you? The line?
4707?
4707. Yeah. Okay, what is he talking about? He's talking about eating the earth and doing all the silly stuff. Then it arrives to what? It arrives to the meaning that this roast meat and the wine and the sugar, what are these? These are cultured and painted earth, O son. Are you listening? This is stuff that comes and goes. These are what? These are the stuff that are playing the roles. You eat the food, right? Why? Because that food will give you the energy and all of that, and that food is cultivated. Agriculture, remember, this is it, the beginning of civilization. All of that is here. Why? Because we realized the function of the existence little by little. Then we started to agriculture. Then the civic life. What was the use of the civic life? Living in the city. Don't you know? If there was no city, there was no teacher. There was no specialist. All of that happens following each other. This is the movement of the universe that we are living in. Yes?
'Tis from a bit of earth that he stitches the clay and then makes the whole a bit of earth again. Hindus and Kipchak and Greeks and Abyssinians all have quite the same colour in the grave. So you may know that all those colours and pictures are entirely a mask and deceit and borrowed. The only lasting color is the dye of Allah. Know that all the rest are tied on like a bell.
Ah, okay. So the exception. The rule is that this painting is everywhere, but there is the exception of Sabqatullah. Means that tendency that we are talking about, that thing that will attract us, that is the trick. Something which is working for that works different. Yes?
The color of sincerity and the color of piety and intuitive faith will endure in the worshippers forevermore. And the color of doubt and the color of ingratitude and hypocrisy will endure in the undutiful soul forevermore.
Ah, means that the people, okay, they have the normal life like animals. They are born and they grow up, they get old, they die. Okay. But when we are talking about the human being, we are talking about a color. Because they look different. By color, I mean the differences. The believers, they look different. The non-believers, they look different. And this painting goes forever. It's not momentarily. Because we are talking about your personality, your character. Your character is like a color which is on you and will be on you forever. Yes?
Like wicked Pharaoh's blackness of faith, the color whereof is enduring, though his body passes away.
Look at the Pharaoh. The animal Pharaoh is dead. So, finished, right? No. Look at it. Here, I'm talking to you, I'm talking about the Pharaoh, and you imagine what? You don't imagine a good fellow. You imagine a person who believes he's the God and looks at you as a slave, an animal, nothing. That is always there. The Pharaoh himself is dead, but that color is still there. That's what I'm talking about. We have something that will remain even after you're dead in that chain of the reaction to your actions. The outcome of you will be out, yes.
The radiance and glory in the beauteous faces of the sincere, their bodies pass away, but that remains till the day of judgment. The only ugly one is that ugly one. The only beautiful one is that beautiful one. This one is always laughing and that one scowling. He gives to earth a certain color and variety and value, and causes childish folk to wrangle over it. A piece of dough is baked in the shape of a camel or lion. Children bite their fingers in their greed for it. The lion or camel turns to bread in the mouth, but it is futile to tell this to children. The child is in a state of ignorance and fancy and doubt. At any rate, thank God his strength is little. The child is quarrelsome and very mischievous. Thank God for his lack of skill and strength. Alas, for these childish, undisciplined elders.
For example, look at the children. How could you explain to a child that there is agriculture and there is this and that which will bring this milk and bread and things like that. You cannot.